child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
illegitimate.
What other names, ma'am?
Oh, it's so pitiful now to say bastard.
They didn't used to say that?
Yeah. That's what it was then. But now then we try to make it a little bit easier on the child.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's illegitimate or it was born out of wedlock or...
Did you ever hear something called like Woods Cult?
Sure did.
What's that?
Child that's illegitimate.
Uh-huh. They called it
a Woods Cult.
Uh-huh. Anything else like that they used to call it?
Not that I know of.
And a child that both parents are dead.
Is an orphan.
And the person supposed to look after him.
Is this guardian.
Okay. And your brother's son is your...
Yeah, you.
And say if a woman... say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, say, this area is full of my...
Nieces and nephews.
Or just everybody.
All the youngsters, the teenagers, and my nieces and nephews. Uh-huh. Now at home, that's the way it is. Just about everything out there.
What if it's your parents and your aunts and uncles and everybody?
Everybody would be kin to me. My kinfolks.
Okay. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before.
Stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
They'd just be a stranger, a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use that word foreigner about someone who didn't come from a different country?
Well, if you didn't know any better, you might. But if you just thought they come from another country, you'd call them a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody would set you straight.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who conducts school is called...
Is a teacher.
Okay. Any special names for a woman teacher?
Well, it's a lady teacher, what mm-hmm. we call her.
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
I didn't know anybody made barrels.
Do you ever know anyone with the last name Cooper?
Cooper? Uh-huh.
What would you call a married woman with that name?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And if you were just introducing her, you'd say, this is...
Mrs. Cooper. My neighbor, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay.
To whoever it would be. Probably Miss Rutledge.
The name of the mother of Jesus
was Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And you remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And the first book in the New Testament?
Genesis.
Or the New Testament?
Not, I say Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Okay.
And Luke.
And the fourth book?
Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John.
Okay. If your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Okay. And someone named Billy, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Uncle Billy.
Okay. Or if you said the full name, you'd call him?
Well, everybody was short to Bill or Billy.
Uh-huh. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
You're right.
And say if you have a preacher that's not very well trained, he just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not too good at preaching. What would you call him?
What? A jackling preacher.
What's that?
Oh, what do we call him?
What's that you said?
Jackling.
Uh-huh. What does jackling mean? Is it very insulting?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Jackleg.
It's just something tying just a hind leg.
Uh-huh.
It's a hind leg or something. So the preacher's just a hind leg. He's not very much of a preacher.
Uh-huh. What else would you call a jackleg besides a preacher?
The jackleg.
Uh-huh.